The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Daf Yomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly, without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the Daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Daf Yomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you by Ben Chumot Yerushalayim, is daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, and we are holding one third of the way down at Omer Rabbi Yochanan Lo Lakol. So as we saw yesterday, we spoke about the various datum of what it is a Galiba the Rebbe Eliezer you're allowed to do for Mila. Turns out, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you could do any Makshir and Mitzvah. So that would include carrying in Rishut HaRab, and as opposed to the Shitot that we spoke about yesterday, it doesn't even include being Docha de Rabbonim. Unless, according to Rashi, it includes being Docha de Rabbonim, at least in a case where you won't come to make a mistake, like carrying from a Bayit and a Mavoi, where no one will actually know that you did something that was Osir, that would never be thinking to do the same thing if there was no Eruv. But when Rebbe Eliezer, the mashmaut was, at least we thought that just the Rebbe Eliezer holds makshiri mitzvah. But that's not true, says Rabbi Yochanan. It's certainly not a din that he holds b'kol ha'Torah kula. Where makshiri mitzvah, it's only because he has a specific pasuk in which we learn that makshiri mitzvah is deicha. So says Rabbi Yochanan, lo lakol, amar Rebbe Eliezer makshiri mitzvah dochinim b'shabbat. I can prove to you that Rebbe Eliezer certainly does not hold, as a general rule, that Makshirim Mitzvah Dochim. Because if you take a look at the dinim of the Shtei HaLechem, now the Shtei HaLechem is obviously similar to Mila, in the sense that it's a Chovat Hayom. In other words, you need to bring the Shtei HaLechem today, just like you need to do the Mitzvah on Yom HaShemini. And, by the way, there's even a discussion outside of this Gemara about why is it that the Chachomim assert all kinds of things, and we're doicha shofar, we're doicha lulav, because of this chashash, maybe you'll come to be mechal Shabbos, and they allow you, when it comes to Mila, even though we hold makshirei mitzvah are not doicha mitzvah Shabbos, so then why aren't we geizer not to do Mila on Shabbos? And if you're worried that you're going to carry a shofar, then why aren't you worried that you're going to carry the kalim of Mila? So one of the most striking answers to that, and this is, if you take a look here, there's a remez to it in this Gemara, is that the Rabbanan weren't ossering things where the Torah specifically told you to be Mechal Shabbos for. The point of Mila is that you're supposed to do the Malacha on Shabbos. That's not true about, there's a Malacha that's involved in the Etzim Tkiya Shofar, Lulav, or anything else. Therefore, the Rabbanan ossered because there was never any basis of being Mechal Shabbos. If you may come to be Mechal Shabbos, it's better not to do it. How can you say that it's better not to do Mila because you may come to be Mechal Shabbos if that's the whole point of the Mila, is that there wants you to be Mechal Shabbos? Then what should you do the Makshirin? So what? But the point of Mila is to be Daif Shabbos. Now, that is a reference here as well. The Etzem HaKrov of the Shtei HaLechem is a Chovat Hayom. And nonetheless, you would think that therefore it should be the same as Mila, and the Makshirin would be Deich HaShabbos as well. So if you need to make your Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, you should make the Shtei HaLechem today. V'lolam dan Rebbe Eliezer alam gzera Shavat. The truth is, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it is Deich HaShabbos, but the only way he knows it is because he has a special limud from a gzera Shavat, and I know this from the Bright at the time. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, how do we know that you can actually bake the Shtei HaLechem on Shabbat as well? By the way, when Rashi brings all the time the Afiyah Tam Titche Shabbat, the other Rishonim point out that as we're going to see, the Makor of the Halacha is when it comes to the Omer, and therefore it must mean even the Ketzira if you don't have flour. So go and cut down the grain and grind the grain and do all the various malachas, the harkada, and so on and so forth until you get yourself the Shtei HaLechem. So how do we know that Makshir Shtei HaLechem and Dochim Shabbos? Because we find a Gzera Shava from the word Hava'a. It says, both by the Shtei HaLechem and the Omer, the lashon of Hava'a, v'heveitem et omer reshit k'tzirchem, and mimocharat haShabbat taviu. So the taviu mimoshvotechem, rather taviu lechem. So that mimoshvotechem taviu, we learn out from the v'heveitem et omer. So just like the Hava'a, which is Amura Ba'omer, the Makshirin, Azdokesh, Shabbos over there, everything about the Omer, including the Ketzira, the Techina, the Lisha, the Harkot, it's all Dokesh Shabbos, and that we learn out from a Poskim in Achot. Bacharish or Bakatzir Tishvot, Bafuke, Chorish Shal Mitzvah, and Ketzira Shal Mitzvah. So too the Hava'ah, which is mentioned by the Shtei Halechem, all of the Makshirin are Dokesh Shabbos. Now, why would Rashi say only the Afiyah is Dokesh Shabbos? If you're going to learn it out from the Gzera Shava, we should learn it out all the way. And that is apparently because when it comes to the Omer, the halacha is that you, even if you're a matzah kotzer, you're kotzer. So it's, that is part of the mitzvah. So the Mela, maybe he's makalik between us. So Tosaf says, why don't we learn out one from the other? Why don't we learn out that Shabbat, we have to do the same thing for the Shtei Alechem if we already have a Gzera Shava? And the truth is that it simply, logistically, doesn't make sense. In other words, the Omer is the time in which you would be doing the Ketzira of the Seorim. But the Shtei Alechem is at the end of the Ketzira. So it's already, the grain is already kotzer. So when you go out and be kotzer, man, it can't be that's what the Torah is saying. But in any event, therefore, Tainus Rebbe Yochanan, bottom line is, why does Rebbe Eliezer need to learn it out from a Pasuk? Because obviously, there is no such rule that Makshirin Mitzvah, Dokin Shabbos. That's all there is to it. By the way, says the Gemara, I sure hope that Gezer Shava is Mufni. I hope that those words are extra. Because remember, we have three levels of Gezer Shavas. We have a Gezer Shava that is based simply on the commonality of language. We have a Gezer Shava in which we back up the commonality with an extra word that was only written on one of these sides to indicate that we're supposed to use this word to find something similar in language. And then we have Gzera Shava, in which both words on both sides of Gzera Shava are unnecessary. And because they're unnecessary, are pointing to each other. So that's three completely different levels of Gzera Shava. That's called Mufne Mishnei Tzvadim. So the first stage in the Gemara is, well, I sure hope that this is just, that not just Gzera Shava of commonality of language. Because if it's not mufni, if we don't have one side extra, then the rule is that the Gzera Shava can be asked upon. And if you can show that conceptually it makes no sense to compare the two, then the language is insufficient to force a comparison. So ikel amifrak, mala omer, sheken imatzah katsur kotzer, tomar b'shtei alechem sheimatzah katsur eino kotzer. I mean, what comparison is there? The omer, of course, the din is that all makshirin should be doicher the Shabbos. Because if the Omer, you already had anything that was ready to be used to make the Omer from before, you have a mitzvah to do the Ketzira Lishma specifically, which means that the Ketzira itself is actually a mitzvah. But when it comes to the Shtei Halechem, there's nothing else that's mentioned by the Shtei Halechem other than bringing the Shtei Halechem. So why would I compare it to the Omer? Oh, indeed, says the Gemara, lie, afdiyim mufti. Of course it's extra. This is not just a plain old Gzer Shava of language. This is a Gzer Shava that has a pointer. What's the pointer? Well, look, it says, v'haveitem et omer reshit kirtzirchem el ha-kohen. Is that a lashon of Hava already? Yes. So then why does it need to say, b'yom ha-viyachem, miyom ha-viyachem et omer, where actually was it? Miyom ha-viyachem. Why does it have to say that? Lomali. But already said Veveitem. Must be Shmamina Lafnuye. Okay, says the Gemara, but that's only a second stage Gzera Shava. So it's Mufne Mitzad Echad. The problem is that Rebbe Eliezer, who is the author of the Shita that we're investigating, that holds that Makshir and Mitzvah are Dochin for the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, he happens to hold that a second stage Gezer Shava is insufficient to withstand a conceptual attack. He needs to have a third stage Gezer Shava, which is Mufne Mishnei Tzadim. So he holds Mufne Mitzad Echad. If it only has one side that's a pointer, then Lemedim, you can use the Gezer Shava unless you find a conceptual flaw. And we just found the conceptual flaw. Ah, yes, says the Gemara, but the other side of the coin is also extra, and that is Rimo Shvotechem Taviu lechem. That taviu is absolutely unnecessary because it says right before, v'yikraftem mincha chadasha, and all you need to say is mimoshvotechem. You don't have to add taviu if you already said v'yikraftem. Obviously taviu. Therefore, even that is a ribui, in which case, for all intents and purposes, we have a gzereshava mufni mishnei atzadim, and that explains how Rebbe Eliezer knows it. But okay, look, all of this is really on the side. I mean, it's a tangent. Well, I want to focus on what Rebbe Yochanan says.
Can I say, there's no Mesorah in the Zereshavah?
There is a Mesorah, but remember, there's many words. The Mesorah is very general, as Rishonim explained. This word is a word, Yodorosh Gzereshavah. But which one? Where? Which circumstances? And so on. So that's not, it's not specific. We see that very, very often. So the question is, somehow I have a feeling that this was only Lahatir La'atzma, but all right. I will accept with a smile. I'm gratitude. And I won't ask what went on in there behind closed doors. But I have my suspicions.
Nothing crossed my lips.
So getting back to Rabbi Yochanan's statement, that Rabbi, there's no blanket heter for Makshir. What is he referring to? Tell me. I mean, he's obviously trying to tell me, don't think a little bit of Rabbi Yezu, you can get away with doing Makshir. Which mitzvah not? Mila, yes. Omer, shtei alechem, yes. What not, okay? Not perhaps a lulav. Okay, I don't have a lulav. First day under is a Shabbos. What am I supposed to do? Cut down the lulav on Shabbos. Makshir mitzvah, docher is a Shabbos. So I can't do that? Is that what he's trying to say? And the problem is that Rebbe Eliezer says you can do that. Ratanya, Rebbe Eliezer. Lulav, v'chol makshirav, docher is a Shabbat, divrei Rebbe Eliezer. So according to him, you do cut down the lulav on Shabbos. So next. Okay, sukkah. If you didn't build a sukkah on Shabbos. It's not true, Vatanya. You're saying that you can't do? He says you can do. Vatanya sukkah v'chol makshirav, dochenes a Shabbos, divrei Rebbe Eliezer. So therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan says, well, not for everything doesn't include mila, doesn't include lulav, doesn't include sukkah, doesn't include omer, doesn't include shtei lechem. Is it perhaps you can't make matzah on Shabbos? If Pesach is Shabbos, then mitzvah matzah. Sorry, too bad. It's not docha. No, because Rebbe Eliezer also is docha. But on your matzah, v'chol makshirah dochin et haShabbat, divrei Rebbe Eliezer. So, it's not matzah either. Is it perhaps, if Rosh Hashanah comes on a Shabbat, and you didn't prepare a shofar, you can cut the shofar off of the animal and boil it and do whatever you got to do in order to be able to get a shofar. Is that what Rebbe Eliezer is saying? Don't make the mistake. You cannot do that? No. Because Rebbe Eliezer says you can do that. But on your shofar, v'chol makshirav dochin et haShabbat, divrei Rebbe Eliezer. So I don't understand. Omer Rabbah Barav, I'll tell you. It's to be mamayet tzitzit l'talito. You didn't make tzitzit before Shabbat, you can't make the tzitzit on Shabbat. You didn't write a mezuzah before Shabbat, you can't write a mezuzah on Shabbat. So it's mezuzah l'pitcho, not included. Tanya Namiachi, indeed the Braita says this. V'shavin, Rebbe Eliezer, agrees to the Chachamim that when it comes to tzitzit, if a person went ahead and was tzietz talito, or a person went ahead and he wrote a mezuzah on Shabbat to put up on his door, Rebbe Eliezer is mona that you would be chayav in such a case, or chilul Shabbat, and it's not docha. So now we've discovered a great number of mitzvot that do have makshir nedoch Shabbat. So we spoke about the shofar, and the sukkah, and the lulav, and the matzah, and the omer, and the shtei alecha, and the mila. Those are all makshir nedoch Shabbat. And for some reason, when it comes to tzitzit and mezuzah, it's not doch Shabbat. Now one thing is for sure, that if Rabbi Yochanan's raya is from the fact that there is no rule that makshir mitzvah doch Shabbat, then the obvious reason for why tzitzit and mezuzah are not doch Shabbos for makshir is because there's no pasuk that says that they are. Therefore, the next question makes no sense, which is my time. What do you mean my time? You just said that there's no rule, and therefore, if we find a specific pasuk that tells me that makshir deicha, if we don't find a rule, the Torah doesn't say it, so it's not deicha. You can't ask, why isn't it deicha? It's a ridiculous question. Why isn't it deicha? The other Rishonim are bothered by this Gemara. The Gemara doesn't seem to make any sense. The whole point Rabbi Yochanan is making is that I don't need a reason for not, I only need a reason for yes. So because of this, the Ran actually learns that the question of my taima is not a question on Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. It's a question of how to understand the pasuk. That is, how do you understand conceptually the difference between the cases where Bakshire Bitzvah Deicha and Bakshire Mitzvah not Deicha? However, the other Rishonim give reasons, including Tosfos over here. And they explain that the Maitaima is based on an assumption that if you put together all of the previous Mikorot, you'd be able to learn out a Mahatzad, you'd be able to learn out Mezuzah and Tzitzit as well. And therefore the question is, what would be the bottom line that would be Mechalik? These from the Mitzvot above. Okay, whatever the case is, be aware of the fact that we're still maintaining Rabbi Yochanan's approach, which is that there's no rule that Makshir and Mitzvah Doch and Shabbos anywhere.
But we said that the Mitzvah includes the Makshir. What about the Mitzvah? What word?
We haven't seen that yet. We don't know. We only know by the Omer Shteh Lechem. The Gemara is going to now turn around and say, but how indeed do we know this? Fine, that's true. Omer of Yosef. The difference between them is very simple. En kavu lehem zman. These Mitzvot, Tzitzit and Talit, do not have any particular time that they are chal. Mashenkin, all the other mitzvot, it makes sense to be doch the Shabbos with the makshirin because this is the time of the mitzvah. I don't get that. I mean, you should say just the opposite. If there's no kviyut of zman, so then that means all time is the time of this mitzvah. Right? I mean, you're always supposed to have a mitzvah on your door. You're always supposed to have tzitzit on your baguette, so then you should always be Doch HaShabbos. I don't understand the logic in that. Adrabah, mida'in kavu lehem zman. So then we should say, kol sha'ata v'sha'ata zmanayu. This is there for the time. So why don't I need to put those tzitzit in? Now, obviously, this Tana holds that even clay kufsa are chayav in tzitzit, because otherwise don't wear it. Now, we don't pass in like that. But it's clear that's what Rebbe Eliezer, we're assuming, is his shita, that if you've got a baguette in your drawer, it's got to have tzitzit on it, if it's a four-cornered baguette. Ella, Amrav Nachman, Amrav Yitzchak, Ritem Ravuna Breda of Yeshua, I'll tell you why. It's all of Yadola Hefkeran. There is no chiev to have tzitzit. There's no chiev to have a mezuzah. Even right now, you're saying, I have a house. Give the house away to somebody else. Now you won't be chayev in the mezuzah. Give the baguette away to somebody else. Now you won't be chayev in the mezuzah. So, Mamela, since you can't, you can be besalik the chia from yourself. Memela, it makes no sense to say we should be there to go write the mezuzah on Shabbos or go make the tzitzit on Shabbos. Omar, getting back now to the statement in the Braita, all of these things, lulav and mila and the omer and the shtei alechem and the various sukkot, matzah, how do we know all of this? Omar, you said, let's start from the beginning. Lulav the chomach shravadokh nazar Shabbos, the verb eliezer. How do we know? I mean, you're telling me there's no rule. So obviously there needs to be a pasuk. What's the pasuk? The only pasuk that you brought me, Rabbi Yochanan, was the pasuk of the Omer Shtei Alechem, from whence you proved that indeed it cannot be a rule, because otherwise why would I need a Gezeirah Shavah, right? Okay, do we learn out lulav from the Omer Shtei Alechem? I mean, that's ridiculous. How could you learn out the lulav from the Omer Shtei Alechem, which are Tzarech Gavoha? Those are specific mitzvot that need to be done in the Beit HaMikdash. Obviously, we're going to be more machmir to make sure that they get done than a mitzvah that you're doing in your living room. El amakra, it's because of a special pasuk. Ulakachtem lachem bayom arishon, such as berishon. Which means bayom, I don't care what that day is, even if that day comes out on Shabbat, I want you to have that lulav. Now, tell me what the Torah is saying. Now what? I don't care if the day is Shabbos, I want you to what? To pick up a lulav, even though it's muktzah. You're telling me the Torah came along and was worried about muktzah, which didn't even exist. They can't be coming to say that. L'mayilokata. Ilam l'tilta. What, I need a pasuk to tell me you're allowed to carry muktzah? That's ridiculous. The only thing the pasuk could be coming to tell me is, when would a lulav be docha Shabbos if you don't have one? The only way to get one is to cut the lulav off of the tree. And therefore, when it says bayom, it's saying cut the lulav off of the tree. So therefore, it must be l'makshirav. That's Rebbe Eliezer's proof. Rabbanan. Rabbanan say no. Bayom comes to tell me that the chiyav of the lulav is only in the day and there's no mitzvah of lulav belayla. And how does Rebbe Eliezer know that? Rebbe Eliezer beyom velo belayla minale. Ah, he says, that I learn out from the same pasuk. Instead of the beginning of the pasuk, where kachtem lechem biyom rishon pre-eitz hadar, which is the first part, bayom, It continues on to say, Usimachtem b'tnei Hashem lokechem, Shiva Yamim. And what does it say, Yamim? So that tells me Yamim v'lelelot. This is all a din in Yamim. And the Rabbanan, why wouldn't they learn out from there? The Rabbanan say, because look, I need this extra pasuk because Sarka Dait Ramina, Nelev Shivat Yamim Misukah. The word Shivat Yamim occurs in the mitzvah of Sukkah, and I would say, therefore, just like the mitzvah of Sukkah itself, Basukot Teshvu, Shivat Yamim, is specifically including the night. And that Yamim does not come to tell me, and because it's Beferish Bayom and Balayla, so just like Basukah Yamim means Afilu Leilot, therefore, I would think the same thing is true over here, Afkan Yamim Afilu Leilot. And therefore, I need this extra pasuk to tell me that that is not so when it comes to the lulav, kamash lulav. Oh, okay, but now you've shown me that I couldn't learn out lulav from them, but I should certainly be able to make a kal v'chomer of them from lulav, right? I say, well, if the Torah is allowing you to cut down a lulav on Shabbos, kol sheken, it's going to allow you to cut down the wheat or the barley to be able to go ahead and to bring the omer and the shtei alechem.
It's bigos.
Yeah, because that's sort of gavoa. That's even more chamor. So then why not just have the limud for the lulav, and then I could learn out the omer and the shtei alechem from there, right? So ne tohanach manil fumine. Ah, that's because I could say there's a tzad in the lulav that is more chamor. And what is that? The lulav requires four separate minim. Wow, that's a heavy-duty mitzvah. You can't make this just by cutting down a lulav. I mean, you need all of this stuff. Says Tosfos, well, that's interesting, because so did the omer and the shtei alechem. You need to have the wheat or the barley. Then there's a din of keves or kvasim on either of those. Then you need shemen, and then you need yayin. Well, whoopie-doo-doo, that equals four. So why isn't it exactly the same? And so perhaps the difference is that when it comes to the lulav, the arba minim or ma'ak v'hadan. If you don't have one, you don't have a lulav at all. Mashen came by the arm of the shtei alechem. It's not ma'ak. If so, you could be able to bring it. You bring what you got. And therefore, it's not that the mitzvah absolutely is defined by the four. It may have four components, but it's not those four components are all in the same mitzvah. Okay. Let's move on then to the next statement of the Braita, which was about the sukkah. The sukkah v'chomach shireh dochinat ha-shabbat, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, how do we know that? Can we learn out the sukkah from the omer the shtei alechem? No, we cannot, because they're tzorach gavoa, and the sukkah is not tzorach gavoa. Can we learn it out from the lulav? No, we just said lulav is chomer, because it requires four separate meaning. Ah, so where do we learn it out from? We already have a hint about that. We learn out shivat yamim, from lulav. Just like those words shivat yamim occur in those two psukim, so l'kaktam l'chem, we have b'smacht b'tzen Hashem l'kechem, shivat yamim, and we have b'sukot teshvu, shivat yamim, mal ha'alan makshirav dochin et ha-shabbat, avkanami makshireh dochin et ha-shabbat. So now we know, you don't have a sukkah, go build one on Shabbos. But what about binyan? What can you do? Makshireh sukkah, adochin Shabbos. So then why not just say sukkah and we'd be able to learn anything else out of sukkah? Because now you're saying that on the totem pole of the chashivut of these mitzvahs, the lowest one is sukkah. So I knew sukkah, koshken I would know lulav, which requires four, and koshken I would know the omer the shtei alechem, which are tzorach gavoa, v'nigmor mineh, bishum v'ikel amirfach. There is something unique about sukkah that it does not occur in the other three, which is that the sukkah is noeg b'leilot ki b'yamim. You're supposed to also be sleeping in your sukkah. Now, the next thing you said, matzah. You don't have matzah, it's Shabbat, bake the matzah. Matzah v'chol ma'ashirea dochinat ha-shabbat, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. How does he know that? Again, let's try it one by one. From the omer nishtei alechem, it's a tzorach gavoa. To learn it out of the lulav requires arba minim. From the sukkah, we already know you can't learn it, it's noeg b'leilot, ki b'yamim, whereas the matzah is only noeg b'leilot, and not in the yamim. Ela, this is learned from the Gzeirah Shava of Chamisha Asar Michag HaSukkot. Just like it says, B'Chamisha Asar Yom L'Chodesh Hazeh Chag HaMatzot, and it says by Sukkah, B'Chamisha Asar Yom L'Chodesh HaShviyah Hazeh Chag HaSukkot, Mal Ha'alan Makshirei Adochin Et HaShabbat, Afkan Makshirei Adochin Et HaShabbat, therefore, I treat the Matzah the same way I treat the Sukkah. And now I know all of the above. So then why not go to the bottom of the totem pole, which is now matzah? Tell me matzah, let me learn everything else from there. V'nei tanach v'ligbar minei, mishum deikol amifach mala matzah, shekeno heged bin hashim ki ba'anashim. Since we have a special pasuk that tells us that wherever there is shivat yamim, there's an isra v'achilat chametz. The Torah compares shivat yamim tocha matzah to the lo tochlu chametz, whoever is included in the mitzvah of not eating chametz, which of course the pigal lav includes male and female, is by definition included in this mitzvah, and therefore, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shasman gorma, and all those other mitzvot, the women are pturot, this mitzvah, the women are chayavot, which may be the reason that the makshir medoch, because this is a very chomor mitzvah to have to force even women to do. The next thing we said in the Braita was, you don't have a shofar, go ahead and make that shofar on Shabbos, cut it off of the animal, boil it, do whatever you need in order to make it a usable shofar. So shofar v'chol makshirav dochinat ha-shabbat divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Again, if you're telling me there's no rule, how does Rebbe Eliezer know a shofar is dochinat ha-shabbat? So me know like Rebbe Eliezer. Again, let's go through it step by step. From the Omer Shtei Alecha, absolutely not. That's Tzorah Kavoah. The Lulav, no, the Lulav requires Arba Minim. The Sukkah is Nagat B'Loi Lord Kibi Amim. The Matzah is Nagat B'Nashim Kaba Nashim. Ela Omakra, Yom Tru'a Yelachem. That means whatever that day is, B'Yom Afilu B'Shabbat, just like we learned it before. And what do you think the Torah is saying? I don't care when it is, this has got to be done. Lamai. To do the tkiyah? The tkiyah is not a malacha. So why would I need a heter in the Torah to do tkiyah on Shabbos? Hatana deve Shmuel ko melechet avodah lo ta'asu, which specifically excludes things that are not melechet avodah. They're just a way in which I get things mechanically done, and they may be requiring a lot of training to do. So they're quite clever, but they're not creative. And therefore, that excludes tkiat shofar. You may need training. Ridiyat apat, you may need training. But that does not make it a melechet avodah. And therefore, it's a chokhmah. It's not a melechah. So it can't be coming to tell me, I want you to blow that shofar even on Shabbos. Well, why not? Ella must be coming to tell me, if you don't have a shofar, be mechal Shabbos to make the shofar. And that is the makshirei mitzvah, says Rebbe Eliezer. And what do the rabbanim do about that? Bayom. Bayom doesn't mean that. Bayom means blow the shofar only in the day and not in the night. And how indeed does Rebbe Eliezer know Bayom v'lo b'layla min alay? He says, well, remember that shofar has two incarnations. One is on your Rosh Hashanah, but the other is once every 50 years or so, depending on which sheet you hold. And once every 50 years or so, Yovel, Yom Kippur, we blow a shofar, and we say Malchus, Zichronos, or Shofar's exactly what we do on Rosh Hashanah every year. And it says there, "Biyom haKippurim tavir shofar b'chol artzichet." That means biyom v'lo b'layla. We learn out one from the other. Gamri erim me'adadi. Okay. Now, why indeed did the rabbanim not learn it from there? Because the obvious answer is that they say, "Look, it's clear that the zman is not meant to be the same, because one is on the first of the month and one is on the tenth of the month. So why would the day and the night be the same?" Whatever the comparison is, it can't be for the time. So we learn out everything else. Yes, you do it in the same way. You say the same prayers and so on. But that doesn't mean that the time is the same. Okay. In any event, now we know that the lowest one on the totem pole is the shofar. And if that is the case, why not just write this pasuk? And now I would be able to learn out the matzah and the sukkah and the lulav and the shteh alechem and so on from here. V'ligmo mine. Well, I can't learn out a tkiyah shofar of Rosh Hashanah, can I? Tkiyah of Rosh Hashanah, you must admit, is a very unique mitzvah in terms of the impact that it has, in that it's bachnis, the zichronot shel Yisrael aviyam shebashamayim. And the whole point of it is that it is the signal event of the entire Zman of Din. So I mean, it's crazy to learn from that. Obviously, the Torah wouldn't want you to miss that. As far as learning out the Tkiyah Shofar of Yom HaKippurim, Tkiyah Shofar of Yom HaKippurim is insanely important. I mean, you can't learn out from there, because the Tkiyah Shofar on Yom HaKippurim is Niftur Avadim Labateyam, Sadot Chazot Babalayim, and that creates the entire meaning of freedom and liberty in Klal Yisrael. So that blowing of the shofar, that is what frees the Avadim. It's what puts the land back to the way it was at the time of the Nachala. How are you going to learn out from a mitzvah like that? That is absolutely unique. And, of course, now we get to the opening question. And Mila v'chol makshirav dochinat ha-shabbat divrei Rebbe Eliezer, that is the opening of our parak. And we've been putting that off for the end. How do we know that? Minolei l'Rebbe Eliezer ha. If you're going to tell me, well, I mean, it's not going to be worse than shofar and lulav and matzah and shteh alechem and so on. I mean, can't we learn it out from them? So imi kulu gomar, No, we've already gone through every single one of them has a unique thing that the other ones don't have, and that indeed Mila doesn't have. What are you going to say about the Mila? It's exactly the same. It's not a chi of Nashim, it's not the Torah Gavoa, it's not Bayomu Valayla, it's not Maknesich Reines, and whatever, and all the other things that we said. So, and in any event, even if we would be able to figure out something, including a Ma'atzad, there's one thing that makes it different than everything else, and that is all of those other mitzvahs. If you miss it, you are finito. It's over. You're going to miss Shofar for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, do it tomorrow. Miss Shofar for Yom Kippur. Do it tomorrow. You missed doing your lulav. Do it tomorrow. You missed bringing the Omer. You missed bringing the Shtei Lechem. Do it tomorrow. I can't do any of these things tomorrow. Hashem, if it comes to meal, I can do it tomorrow. And therefore, imavar zmana batla, all of these other mitzvahs, of course, the kasha is, what about the sukkah? If I didn't have the sukkah the first day, can I make a sukkah tomorrow? When it's not Shabbos. But it happens to be the Rav Eliezer Shita is that a sukkah that's not for all 7 days, it's not a sukkah, so therefore it wouldn't be a kosher sukkah tomorrow either. So it works out fine. Anyway, or others say you don't even have to come on to that. Because the Rosh says the point is, every day is a different mitzvah sukkah. How about we be behind the mitzvah sukkah? Today's mitzvah sukkah will be tomorrow. That's not the mitzvah sukkah. The mitzvah sukkah today is today's sukkah. And if it's offers mana, it's butl. Elahaina, time of the Rebbe Eliezer, he's got to have a good reason for this. And the reason is, just as we saw early, that extra bayom, bayom hashmini, that comes to tell me that you're even Mechal Shabbos. Now here we have a problem. What do you mean? But maybe it's your Mechal Shabbos because the act of Mila is Mechal Shabbos. In all the other cases, you could say Lamai. For blowing a shofar? For waving a lulav? Must be for the Bakshirin. But you can't say the same thing about Mila. Over there, it's actually the Mila has to be Docha. But as we're going to see, Rebbe Eliezer holds that the Dechia is a Halakha L'Moshe Misinai of the Mila per se. In which case, the Bayom is adding something to me not known from the Halakha L'Moshe Misinai, and that must be that Bayom is coming to tell me Afilu B'Shabbat for Makshiri. So now that we know that Mila is at the bottom of the totem pole here, why can we not just write this Pasuk for Mila and learn out all those other things out of Mila, V'Leit Anak V'Ligmar Minei? And that is because Ikal HaMifrach Ma'al Mila Shekein Nichretu Aleha Shlosh Esrei Britot. If you read the Parsha of Mila as it was given over to Avram Avinu, and the Rambam actually goes through in Hilchas Mila every single one of these Britot to make it very clear that you are aware of what we're talking about, it is stunning in reading those few psukim to notice that the word Brit has been mentioned 13 times. And we never talk about a pronoun. It's always briti and a briti and briti tishmor and briti itcha and so on and so forth 13 times. And obviously, if the Torah is that makir on the aspect of brit mila as incorporating all elements of the brit, and of course 13 has its remuz into the amhaga v'akadosh baruch hu of the olam and so on, then it must be that, or it might be that that's the reason that the Torah is not to the makshir of mila. But we couldn't derive from that that just these other lower class kilu mitzvot would be Deicha Makshirin. That's the reason for those 13 candles that you bring to a Brit Milah. Remes to the 13 Britos. Omar Rebbe Yochanan, lo lakol amar Rebbe Eliezer Makshirin mitzvah dochinet HaShabbat, shari shtei lechem chovat hayomen velo lamdan Rebbe Eliezer, elo migzera shava. Netanya. Rabbi Eliezer omer minayin lo makshir shtei lechem shtei dochinet HaShabbat, nebra ava ba omer venebra ava ab shtei lechem. Mahava Amura Baomer Makshinov Dokinata Shabbat Afaba Amura Bishtelak Makshin Dokinata Shabbat. Well, I sure hope it's Mufni. Do you low Mufni Gilmifar Mala Omer? That's the mitzvah she came. Even if he was Matzah Katsuri as a mitzvah to be kotzer. Toma Bishtelak, she Matzah Katsuri, no kotzer. Look, it says, why stress again? But that's not good enough, my friend. Akate muftim itzadechadu. And this is Rebbe Eliezer. V'shabidon Rebbe Eliezer muftim itzadechad l'meidim, but you could still be meshivim. Well, on the other side, too, taviu is a ribuyehu. Okay, now, Rebbe Yochanan, when you said lolakol, lolakol as opposed to what? L'mutimai. As opposed to a lulav, that you're not allowed to cut down a lulav on Shabbos. V'atan yolulav v'chol makshirav dochinenta Shabbat, Rebbe Eliezer. So perhaps as opposed to building a sukkah, you can't do that on Shabbos. But on your sukkah, v'chol ma'aser adukin into Shabbat, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. As opposed to matzah, if you don't have it, you can't bake it on Shabbos. But on your matzah, v'chol ma'aser adukin into Shabbat, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. As opposed to making a shofar, perhaps. But on your shofar, v'chol ma'aser adukin into Shabbat, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Whew! Omer Vada Barava, well, as opposed to putting tzitzit to your talit or writing a mezuzah for your door. Tanya Meachi, Vishavin Reb Eliezer, that if tzietz talito, v'yatsa mezuzah lepitcho, shehu chayav, my taima, Omer Rav Yosef, must be lefish ein kavulam zman. Omer Abaya, that doesn't make any sense. Adarava, mit ein kavulam zman. So then, kol sha'ata v'sha'ata zimnehu. El amar v'nachum rama yizri v'tem r'vunah b'reid r'v Yoshua ho'il uv'yado la'afkiran. Omer mar, lulav v'chol makshirav dochinat ha'shabbat divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Mina leilu Rabbi Eliezer ha. Imi omar v'shtei alachem meshkid zorah gavoha. El amar akrab bayom means bayom afilu b'shabbat. For what? Ilayma for what? For tiltol. It's a chalam ishra tiltol. El, it's gotta be for makshirei mitzvah. V'rabona, ha'umi bo'ele bayom v'lo b'layla. V'rab Eliezer, bayom v'lo b'layla min alei nafkele v'smachtem l'fnei Hashem lokechem shivat yamim. Yamim v'lo leilot. V'rabona nitzrech. Because sal gadait ramina nelef shivat yamim misukah. Ma'ala halan yamim afilu leilot, as we learn out beferish from sukkah. Afkan yamim afilu leilot kamash malan. Okay, so then why not just licht of rachman belulav and eitan of anilav minay? Mishum deikal mifrach lulav has its own chumra. Shekein taun arba aminim. Sukkah v'chomer shiradukin and tashabat divrei Rabbi Eliezer minalei divrei Rabbi Eliezer ha. Imi omer v'shtelach, we already said it's tzorach gavoha. Imi lulav, we already said taun arba aminim. Ela gamar shivat yamim milulav. Malalan makshirav dochin et ha-shabbat. Afkanami makshireha dochin et ha-shabbat. So why not just write it by sukkah? V'nei te'anach v'nigmor minei. Mishum dikel umyefer bala sukkah. Shiken noeget b'leilotu kibayamim. Okay, matzah. V'chom ha-shirah dochin et ha-shabbat divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Min alei lo Rabbi Eliezer ha. Imi omer v'shtelach tzorach gavoha. Imi lulav taun arba aminim. Misukkah nekablai lo b'yamim. Elagomer chamishasar michak ha-sukkot. Bala halan makshirah dochin et ha-shabbat. Afkan makshirah dochin et ha-shabbat on Pesach. V'lichto rachmana then matzah. And nirte hanach v'nigmor minei. Because matzah too has a chiddush that is a chumra. Igal mivkum ala matzah shekenoeged b'nashim kiva anashim. Shofar v'chol makshirav dochin et ha-shabbat divrei Rabbi Eliezer minalei Rabbi Eliezer ha. Imi omer shtelachem tzor gavoha lulav taun arba aminim sukkah neged b'leilot kibayamim matzah neged b'nashim kiva anashim. Elo amar akra yom tzorachem b'yom afilu b'shabbat. B'lamai? I mean, what, for tkiya? That's, I don't need a pasuk for that. But tani de veshul kol melechet avodah lo ta'asu, as opposed to tkiyat shofar, which is not osur. As opposed to ridiyat apat, which is not osur midiraita. It's a chokhmah, it's in amalacha. So what is it coming to be matir? Must be coming to be matir, makshirin, which are isur midiraita. V'rabana, ha'umi ba'ele bayom v'lo balayla. Well, Bayom below Belial, as Rebbe Eliezer, no? Nafkele Mibiyom HaKippurim, Taviru Shofar, Bechol Artzachem, and we learn out one from the other. So, V'lichtov Rachmanim B'Shofar V'Leitei Hanach, and let them be learned out from the lowest, which is Tkiyat Shofar. No. Because Tkiyat Shofar of Rosh Hashanah you can't use as a model, because it has a tremendous chumrah. V'Akles Zichron Shal Yisrael Aviyam Shabbat Shemayim. Tkiyat Shofar V'Yom HaKippurim and Yov V'Lek Elo Mifrach. Look at the Migmar, the Yomamar, Taku Beitin, Bishofar, Niftu Avadim Levatim, and Sadot Chazot Levaleh. And the next case, of course, is the important case here, Mila, Vukoma Shreya, Dokinat HaShabbat, Yifrit Eliezer, Minala, Yifrit Eliezer, huh? If it's Bikulo, well, we already said that it doesn't share any of those things, not to mention the fact that they all have a common denominator. And that common denominator is Imovas Manab Batla. Alahina time the Rabbi Yezid Abakra, Uvayoma Shmini Imopsar Lato, Bayoma Fil Bishapad, Velicht of Rachmana Bimila, Velet Anak Velid Mormine, Bishom Nikola Mifrach Malamila, Shikinichatu Allah Shalosh Esrebritot.
Kuf Lamed Aleph is today's daf. And we got up to Amr Rav Chiya Bar Ava, Amr Rav Yochanan, which is about one third of the way down. Amr Rav Chiya Bar Ava, Amr Rav Yochanan. You should know that lo lakol amar Rav Eliezer makshirim mitzvah dochim et haShabbat. Even though Rav Eliezer does say in our Mishnah that makshirim milah dochim Shabbos, don't think that that means that every single mitzvah that would be dochim Shabbos, the makshirin of that mitzvah would be dochim Shabbos, because, now the truth is what I just said isn't really true. Because we will see that actually what it's coming to be, mamayit, are things where the mitzvah itself is not dochim Shabbos. Not Docha Shabbos. But right now we don't know this. So we could learn in general the statement, it's not every mitzvah that Hechsheri mitzvah Docha Shabbos. So, Sharishte Alechem Chovat Hayomi. Bottom line is, we know that there's a Chiyav to bring Shte Alechem on Shabbos. And therefore, I would have thought that if that's the case, it's obvious that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Machshirei mitzvah. So let's say if I have to now, I have to harvest the field on Shabbos in order to bring the Shtei Alechem, then I should be allowed to, right? And nonetheless, Rebbe Eliezer, if it not had been for a special limud, he would not have known that Makshirei Shtei Alechem are Dochim Shabbos, which means that it's obviously not a general rule by him. Sharei Shtei Alechem Chovat Hayomein, and nonetheless, lo lamdan Rebbe Eliezer that Makshirei Shtei Alechem are Dochim Shabbos, except for the fact that he found the gzeresh of it. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer minayin lemachshirei shtei alechem shedochin et haShabbat, ne'emra hava'aba omer v'ne'emra hava'aba shtei alechem. Both by the shtei alechem and by the omer, the Torah uses a lashon of taviu, Rabbi Achen. So, therefore, I say, ma hava'aba murava omer machshirin dochin et haShabbat, just as I know by the omer that machshirei omer dochin et haShabbos, av hava'aba. But if not for that, there's no way that I would have known. Says the Gemara, well, I sure hope that this Gzera Shava is Mufna, meaning that the words are not needed for some other purpose, because the Ilo Mufna, if this is not a Gzera Shava that's Mufna, then you're able to ask on the Gzera Shava. And here there's obviously what to ask, because Ikal Mifrach Ma'ala Omer, Shekein im matzah katsur kotzer. The din is that the omer, in order to be brought, has to be brought from tvua seorim that were ktsurim bedavka lishma to bring for the omer. So if I have a harvest of seorim that wasn't cut for the omer, I'm going to have to recut it, which proves that the maisa ktsira is part of the mitzvah. Otherwise, not shach to say the ktsira lishma. So if the ktsira is part of the mitzvah, so fine, it's not a shabbos. But by the Shtei Alechem, where the Ktsira is not part of the mitzvah, Tosfos explains, because we do b'chorosh u'v'katsir tishpot, which tells me that the Ktsira is Deicha Shabbos by the Omer. That's the marker. That it's doctor, b'chorosh u'v'katsir shalchal, afuke b'chorosh u'v'katsir shal mitzvah. And Ktsira, the word Ktsira appears only by the Omer, not by the Shtei Alechem, which is why we don't know that Shtei Alechem b'chirin would be Deicha Shabbos. We're now trying to learn out that makshirin of Shtei Alechem b'Deicha Shabbos. The only way we know it, says Rebbe Eliezer, is because of Gzera Shava. But unless I can show you that Gzera Shava is built of words that are not needed for any other purpose but the Gzera Shava, then I can say there's an obvious difference. The Ktsira, which is Heksher, fine, but it's also Chelek of the Mitzvah. All right, it needs to be the Shva. Masha'inkin, the Shtalecha, where the Ktsira of the Chitin is totally unrelated to the Mitzvah, it's truly just Heksher. In the same way that the sakin shel mila is completely unrelated to the mitzvah. I mean, you could use anything to do mila with. Okay, so you need a sakin. It's just logistically necessary. So therefore, I would not be able to know it unless I have a limud, says the Gemara. Yes, indeed. Indeed lai. Mufni mufna. Of course it's mufna. Mirpe. It does say in the pasuk, v'habetem et omer reshit k'tirchem el ha-kohen. So why does it have to say then, afterwards, Bayom Haviach, I should say Miyom Haviachem, Sparta Lachem Imochrat HaShabbat, Miyom Haviachem et Omer HaTnufa. You know what I mean? That's what we're talking about. So the Haviachem over there now is not necessary. It should just say that you should be now count Hamishim Yom from that day. So Lomali, Shema Min Alaf Nuyim. So obviously there's an extra Hava'ah in the Seder of the Omer. Okay, fine. But that's only one sign. The Omer is Mufna. How do I know that the Shtei Halakim is Mufna? Because Akati Mufna Mitzad Echadu, it's only open on one end, on the Omer end. And we know that Reb Eliezer Shita is, Shamina Leza Reb Eliezer, Yomar Mufna Mitzad Echad L'meidim U'meishivim, that Gzeira Shava that's only open on one end, in fact, can be asked on it over here. It's a very powerful kasha. Answers the Gemara, because we have now another ribui by the Shtei Halakim, where it says Mimoshvotechem Taviu Lechem Tnufa, and then and the extra over here, the Taviu, which is should be just a simple continuation of the previous pasuk, is completely extra because it says Mikrafta Mincha Chadasha, and then it says Mimoshvotechem Taviu. It should say Mikrafta Mincha Chadasha Mimoshvotechem. Because we have Mikrafta Mincha Chadasha Mimoshvotechem Taviu. Obviously, well, what else are we talking about? So the Lashon of Hava'a is Mufna by the Shtei Halakim also, which is why Rabbi Yezer can learn it out. Okay? Now, you're telling me, therefore, that I now know that according to Rabbi Yezer, not every mitzvah is going to have Heksher that is Deicha Shabbos. So Lemutei Mai, when you say not every mitzvah, what do you mean not every mitzvah? As opposed to which mitzvah? Yilema Lemutei Lulav. Let's take a look at a lulav. So would he hold that, let's say you have to cut a lulav on Shabbos, so then you would be not allowed to cut your lulav on Shabbos, because it's only hechshon. Is that what we would say? But that's not true. V'hatanya lulav v'kol makshiram dofin et ha-Shabbos, did Reb Eliezer. Indeed, Reb Eliezer holds that you can cut a lulav on Shabbos. Elon mutei sukkah, that you can't build a sukkah on Shabbos. V'hatanya sukkah v'kol makshiram dofin et ha-Shabbos, did Reb Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds you can build a sukkah on Shabbos. And of course, for each one of these things, we're going to need a special lima. Because Rapia is still claiming that there's no general rule that Hechshon mitzvah is like a Shabbos. Okay, we'll see what those limudim are. But what exactly now is Rabbi Yochanan over here trying to tell us is not Docha Shabbos, I'll leave it Rabbi Eliezer. So it's not sukkah, it's not lulav, maybe matzah. You don't have matzah and Pesach comes on a Shabbos, you're not allowed to bake matzah. Vatanya matzah before Mashiach. Can bake matzah on Shabbos also, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe shofar. You need to cut a shofar on Shabbos, and in order to blow it on Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to. Elamutei shofar. Vatanya shofar before Mashiach. Shabbos to Rabbi Yehuda. So what was he referring to before? Omer Rada Barava. What? Elamutei tzitzit. The talito. Mezuzah, the pitcho, you're not a mezuzah. You're not allowed to write a mezuzah on Shabbos. You don't have tzitzit. You're not allowed to write tzitzit on Shabbos. You're not to make tzitzit on Shabbos. Tani Ami Hochi, Beshavim, Sheim Tzietz Talito, or Asa Mezuzah, the pitcho, Shuchayam. My time, what's the difference? Now, the truth is, my time, it cannot be understood the way my time normally is understood. You can't ask, and why not? Because I don't want to mean why not, because I don't have a lima that yes. You can't ask why not. When every one of these cases, the whole point is I'm saying I need a special lima, so you don't ask me why not. Why not? Tell me why yes. Don't ask me why not. So most of Rishonim learned that the meaning of this my taima is what's talking as far as why not? Why is it the Torah was not Megala on these things? They don't have any shaykhs being done on Shabbos. So why should I be doing it for Shabbos? But no kriyas about. I'm like, I had a rabbi. What do you mean? So then, just the opposite. Mid ink of Wolem Zman. So then, by definition, Kol Shaita V'Shata Zmanehu. So that means that you have now a kriyav right now. If I have a talit, I have to put in tzitzit. The assumption here clearly seems to be that it's going to Man Yomar, who hold that Klei Kufsa or Chayovim in tzitzit, and that's how Rashi learns as well. That if you own a beged, it came in your drawers. Even if you're not wearing them, we'll see another raya from the Gemara that comes. You're always mechuyev, exactly. You're always mechuyev to have them with tzitzit. So what's the misvah? Alam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ketamer Rav Unav, Reiter of Yeshua. Ho yil uviyadol hefkeran. Since it's biyotzah to be mafkir, and that's clearly if it was talking about the mandiyomer who holds, you only have to put on tzitzit after you put on the beged. So what do you have to be mafkir should have said? Just don't wear the beged. So apparently we're going to Mandiyama, it says the ownership of the beged is mechayev of you in tzitzit. but since you could be mafkirin, mamelo the Torah says, why be derech Shabbos? It's not something that needs to be there. Now this raises an interesting point, because lemaisa, it's really strange, because the other cases that we mentioned, the lulav and the shofar, we bedavke, we're even so marchik lechet that we say bechlal not to do it on Shabbos, because we're afraid maybe you'll walk out carrying the shofar, they're crazy chashashas. Better not to be Mekayim the mitzvah shofar, because maybe you'll walk out carrying the shofar. And here he's saying that you're allowed to be even to make the shofar. Certainly to carry the shofar, according to him. Right? So, I mean, it's just interesting. So the Chachomim are the same thing with the lulav. So the Chachomim, who go against Rabbi Eliezer, go all the way to the other extreme. Because we don't allow you to do the mitzvah at all, maybe you'll come to do a hechsher of the mitzvah, and then there's no chiyuv. So why didn't they ask for milah also? Somebody said, why aren't we afraid that you'll bring a sack and show milah on Shabbos? But this leads to some of the most fascinating insights into the gezerah of Rabbah's gezerah of Shema Yavirenu Arba Mispishus Arame. There's an incredible ritva who says something you never would have thought of in a billion years, who says the real reason behind the Shema Yavirenu Arba Mispishus Arame is because since in Chutz Laretz it's always a suffix whether today is really Rosh Hashanah or today is really Sukkot, so we're afraid that you'll be Deich HaShabbos. So this would be true even if the whole mitzvah is only a suffix. So to do a suffix mitzvah, what about an Eretz Yisrael? Once it goes already, people aren't going to make the note enough to be. That's what he says. Something you never would have thought of. But he himself says a svara that's so much more powerful than the ritva. Says a svara that's so much more powerful and so obvious. It's a pashut svara. The nature of the mitzvah of milah demands chilul Shabbos. Milah itself is chilul Shabbos. So once the Torah is telling you to be mechalel Shabbos with the milah, we're not going to be mevatel and say maybe you'll be mechalel Shabbos. Mashen kein lulav and shofar, there's no chilul Shabbos involved in it. So in other words, what you say, be mekayem a mitzvah, maybe you'll come and say chilul Shabbos. My milah the Torah told us, forget about maybe you'll come. You have to be mechalel Shabbos. So I'm going to make now a gzera be mevatel the mitzvah that the Torah said to be mechalel Shabbos for, in order to avoid the possibility of chilul Shabbos by accident. That's a very, very interesting comment. The other ones have nothing to do with chilul Shabbos. You don't have to be chilul Shabbos. Have a lulav, have a shofar. Interesting story. There's a Tosafos of Megillah who says another two interesting stories. One is okay. Pashut milah, we understand milah is a particular chashivas. You came over brita, so on and so forth. Okay. But the other nafkamina, this is very, there's a run actually. So it's a very clear nafkamina. That where you're coming to do milah, you're doing it yourself. It's not everybody's being nice to milah.
It's not everybody's
mitzvah. Exactly. It's where everybody's just a tumult and everybody's doing their own things so people can come. In milah, you've got 50 people around you. And everybody, of course, is an expert at this or whatever and so on. So in the milah, they're all going to tell you, wait a minute, you're not allowed to do that. You can't carry it on Shabbos and so on and so forth. So that's not a problem. They have presence of mind. Taisus is for a second svara. Well, I was around, but Taisus' second svara is that normally milah is done by professionals. So mayalim, that goes on the mayalim. They have their seder. They're like this. Stam, a guy who doesn't know what he's doing. Everybody has to do a lulav. He doesn't know lulav Shabbos this that. So he takes it out. Mashenke, somebody's a professional knows the din and knows what to be masada before Shabbos and so on. So why should we make it there? Anyway, five possible sources to why we wouldn't be Gezer HaMila. It's a fascinating, rich vein of material here.
Right.
We'll worry about that when we get to the Omer. It's not Nogea this Halacha here at all. It was shown that the mitzvah requires the Shema. Well, it's part of the mitzvah. So now you're telling me it's not just on the Sfora that mitzvahs are there for Shabbos. It's how does Rebbe Eliezer know? So minhalei Rebbe Eliezer that by a lulav, okay, you prove to me because we learned it out of the Yomer. The Yomer because it says in the Torah b'chor shavakat tishpo to be mamayit tirish al mitzvah. But lulav, well, how do you get lulav? Imi Omer v'shtei alechem. He said maybe you'll learn it out from Omer v'shtei alechem. There's a Omer v'shtei alechem are both sort of gavoh. Instead, if I need to do something for the Beis HaMikdash, I can do it perhaps. But how do you know for a tzorach of a mitzvah that's not negeya the Beis HaMikdash and I can do it? Elo amakra, therefore, comes along a posik to tell me, lekachtem lechem bayom arishon. Bayom tells me, afilo b'shabbos, because he could have just said, b'rishon, b'rishon lechang. And doesn't any place of that say b'yom rishon. It's b'rishon. So therefore, the yom is telling me, whatever the day is, I don't care what the day is, afilo shabbos. Now, I ask you, says Rebbe Eliezer, when it says afilo shabbos, what do you think it's coming to be matir? It's coming to be matir tilto? What, to move your lulav around? I need a pasuk to tell me that mukta is mutter. Why would the Torah need a pasuk to tell me mukta is mutter? Mukta anyway is only drabonim. What Rashi says is rather astonishing. Rashi says, it wasn't usher yet at Kabbalah HaTorah. Instead of saying it's a drabonim, so the pasuk wouldn't come to be matter drabonim. Why not? But it was not. It hadn't been usher yet. So Mamela, it can't be that we need a pasuk to be matter tilto. The only thing you're possibly be telling me is that if you're in a circumstance where you need to make a lulav on Shabbos, so fine, so make a lulav in order to be in the kind of mitzvah. The Rabbanan who argue in Rebbe Eliezer and say it's not day for Shabbos, makshiri lulav. How do they understand the word bayom? Bayom below the laila. That comes to tell me that the chiyav of lulav is only in the daytime. Perfectly reasonable. Rebbe Eliezer saying, hey, wait a minute, that is perfectly reasonable. So beyond the law of the Laila, how does he know there's no mitzvah of lulav in the night? Nafkale, that he learns out from the Pasuk, Simachtem b'fnei Hashem Elokechem, Shivat Yamim. So Shivat Yamim means Dafka Yamim, v'lo leilot. So Yamim v'lo leilot. V'rabanan. So that's mamash in the same Pasuk. So in the pasuk of Lakachtem Lachem B'yom HaRishon, it says already Shivas Yamin. Say the Rabban, and how do I know that means Bayomim V'lo B'Lailot? If it would have said that, Yisrach, I still need the pasuk Bayom. Shivas Yamin Shivas Yamin Yisukah Mal Alan Yamin Afil Leilot Havkan Yamin Afil Leilot. It says Pasukot Yishvu Shivat Yamin. That means only Shivat Yamin. It's Yom HaBalailot. So it says it's an Achman fashion, Lotarim Shivat Yamin. So it means the same Shivat Yamin that the Sukkah. Why is it a little different than the Sukkah? That's why Bayom tells me that it's different. So with Mele, you can't use Bayom to tell me that Mark Shirin is there for Shabbos. I would have said Afkan Yamim Afila Lelot. Kamash Malan. So now, let me ask something. Lichtav Achmona Belulot, Veneto Hana Penil Femine. I mean, if Rabbi Eliezer is right, so why couldn't the Torah be more efficient? Write the din in Lulot. And then I can learn out the Shtayalakim and the Omer from there. Because, I mean, the only reason you didn't learn the other way because the Rav of Shtayalakim was a Borchar. Because it's Sarah of Gavaya. Good, okay, so then write it in Lulav, and now you won't need the Pasuk of the Bechor Sheba Katsir Tishpot. And you won't need the Gzer Shavah to tell me the Din of Shtayalakim for Tavil and Aviyachem. It's very inefficient. Why do we do it this way? Because even if I did it like that, Mishum Dikel Mifrach, Mahalo Lulav Shkain to Un Arba Minim. A Lulav, in a way, it's more chomer. It's a very strange mitzvah. There's four different components. Very rare to find a mitzvah like that. And the Maaseh Tosfos points out, well, it may be very rare, but it happens to be that the Shtayalakim also requires four different mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. Right? Because if you think about it, you have the kvasim, you have the yayin, and you have the shemen for the menachos. There you go. So Tosfos says, no, the point is, you have four elements with it. It's that the mitzvah consists of four elements. It's because by the lulav, each min is ma'akev. You don't have one of the minim, you don't have the mitzvah. For a mitzvah to be constructed in such a complex fashion, it's unusual. And therefore, maybe the Torah is willing to be mechal and Shabbos for such a mitzvah.
That is more common, usually, yes. I think it's part of the whole, it's less than
a whole. No. I'm talking about all part of it. It's more complex and chashuv construction, so the Torah maybe views it as more chashuv. Sukkah v'chol makshireha.
Why is this
makshir
only
Yamin v'lo Lailot? According to whom? I mean, according to Rebbe Eliezer.
Why isn't
because he's darshing the word Yamin together with the Lakatam Lakam Bayom. In that context, it's clear that it's talking about Yamin Bedavka. So now, why do I need two times? That's the point. So that it was the Bayom comes to tell me any Yom. And Yomim comes to tell me daytime.
Only daytime.
Sukkah, b'chol makshirah dofin et ha-shavas, Rebbe Eliezer. How does he know that? None of the Rebbe Eliezer, huh? What? We know already. From the Armishtelach, we can't learn it out. Why not? Because it's Torah Gavoa. We know we can't learn it out from Lulav, because Lulav is also more Choshev, because it's Ton Arba Minim. Hell, I'll tell you how he knows it. He's Gomar Shivas Yomim, Shivas Yomim, Milulav. He makes a Zereshavim. Mala Alan, Makshirab Dokhinat HaShabbat, just as I've proven by Lulav from Bayom, that it's Dokh HaShabbat, I've come out of Makshireha Dokhinat HaShabbat. Okay, so then let me ask you. So Lichtov Rachman, by the way, I mean, is it Mutna? The Rashi says it doesn't have to be Mutna. Because all we're looking over here is a Gilui Milsa. At least it's brought in Rashi's name. It could be somebody scribbled it in. But it says it's a Gimel. Tosfos learns that it is Mutna. Because the you could say the Yomim is one thing, but you don't have to say Shivas. Because it gives the dates. You don't have to say Shivas Yom. So he's saying that therefore that part is moved. So the lichtov rachmana b'sukkah, when they say anef benigmo minei. So why doesn't the Torah write the din now by sukkah, and now we can learn everything out of sukkah, because we haven't seen any chumrah by sukkah that does not appear by the lulav or by the yomer and by the shteil lechem. So why not make it efficient and say it by sukkah? Mishum dikel amir frachmana sukkah shekein noheget b'leilot kibayamim. That's good for the chumrah of the sukkah. A mitzvah that is noig b'yom of a laila, maybe the Torah says to be doichan a matzir on Shabbos. But a mitzvah that isn't nagel laila, maybe it can't be doichan Shabbos. Matzah v'chol mashirah dochinat ha-shabbat. Dibur Rabbi Eliezer. How does he know that matzah is doichan Shabbat? Mino leilu Rabbi Eliezer. Again, from the Omer Shten Alechem, Sturach Gavoah. From Lulav, Ton Arba Minim. From Sukkah, Noheges b'leilos kibayomim. But Tosfos points out that that language doesn't make any sense because matzah certainly make Balayla. That's its main fear, is Balayla. He says that the Lashon is a very poor Lashon. It should say, Shekeinu Eges Bayamim U Balaylot, not Balaylot Ki Bayamim. That's because the Yikar Mitzvah is of matzah, is Balayla, not in the day. But it's not in both periods.
Isn't it both? Isn't it the whole
thing? It's not a fear. It's that if you're going to eat bread, so you eat matzah.
I thought it was the first day also.
No, only the
Lila. Literally the
Lila,
not even the day.
Only the night time. There's a whole grow about this. According to the grow, he holds the kiyum, but that's all the whole of the day. It's a mix of kiyum. Oh, we're going to get to that. Ah, why not a matzad? Oh, wonderful. Uriel is asking, so okay, how come we don't go back and forth? We usually go back and forth. So one chat does ask this question. One text does it says is, sometimes the Gemara asks the matzah, sometimes it doesn't ask the matzah. If it would have asked the matzah, there's an answer. But there's another pshat in Tosfos that says a fascinating thing. The same way that you have a halakha that milsa da'atya b'kal v'chemer, torach v'kasav l'krah, you also have a milsa da'asya b'matzah, torach v'kasav l'krah. So if I have the lima directly, fine, then I can ask. But if it wants to have to make a matzah already, so then the Torah says, okay, no good, so right. So you can't really ask the question. So therefore, okay, sometimes the Gemara does just to make it clarify. You see the various elements that are involved. Here, the Gemara is not interested in teaching you the various elements. So it takes for granted, you know, even if we would. So maybe just the opposite. Yeah. Maybe Rav Porat stares it wrong. But Dafka, you don't have an answer. So, okay, so we don't answer. Sometimes we do it anyway. Anyway, so how do we know that matzah is Deicha? We can't learn that from the Yomer, from the Shtei Alecha, from the Lula, from the Sukkah. Elagomar chamishasa chamishasa bichag haSukkot. Mala halan makshireh dochinat haShabbat. Afkan makshireh dochinat haShabbat. We go for learn it out from the same pasuk which gave us the havamina that you should eat matzah in your sukkah. And we needed a special limit to tell you don't have to eat matzah in your sukkah. Oh, that's right. I didn't check on the end of it. So just like Chag HaSukkah is Deicha Shabbos, so too the Matzah is Deicha Shabbos. And why not say it by Matzah? V'nei to'anach v'ligmor v'nei, v'shom tikal amifrach ma'al matzah, sh'ikei noheget b'nashim ki ba'anashim. There's a chumrah by Matzah. Since we learn how whoever is included in the Yisr of lo tochal chametz, and women are included in all lavim, some of the males are included in the chiyah of achilas matzah. Mashenke in the sukkah, there's no lav, the lulav, there's no lav. All of these other cases, mila is not for women, all of these other cases is not, it's omer shtelecha, is not chalan nashi. Shofar v'chol makshu amdokan as a Shabbos. Okay, how do we know that? From the Omer B'Shtei Alechem, can't bring a riot, Surah Gavoa. From a Lulav, Don Arba Minim. From a Sukkah, Hegez B'Leilas Kibayomim. From Matzah, No Hegez B'Nashim Kibayonashim. How do we know that the Heksher of a Lulav, of a Shefer, is Deicha Shabbat? Elo Amar Kroa, Yom Drua Yelechem. That tells me that Yom, Afilu B'Shabbat. So what's the Afilu B'Shabbat? Like Abbe what? To blow it on Shabbat? What's the Yitzhar blowing a shofar? In your eyes? No, he said. So you lay me the tkiyah, hatana devei Shmuel, a kol melechet avodah lo tasu, yatz the tkiyat shofar, which is not a melechet avodah, rediyat apat. It's a chokmah. It's not a melechah. So I don't need a pasuk to be matzah. Ela la makshirin, it's got to be to tell me the din that makshirin or deicha. You're allowed to cut a shofar and make a shofar on Shabbos with whatever that requires, boiling the shofar, matzah, the shofar, so on and so on.
Catch a
rain. Why? And put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day.
Why
don't we talk
about shofar not? You know, what, I mean, why we blow shofar? Not a Torah Kavua? I mean, why we blow shofar?
Torah Kavua means Beis HaMikdash. That's Tzarech Mitzvah. All of these are Tzarech Mitzvah. You could have asked that on a lulav and a sukkah. But a shofar is blown in your Beit HaKnesset. It's not blown in the Beit HaMikdash. That's
Tzarech
Mitzvah.
But only Beit HaMikdash, that's
the idea. Yeah.
Is very interesting because it has an
aspect
which is
the only all of them do. All of them. All of them have that aspect. Lulav has that aspect. Shofar certainly has a specific mitzvah of shofar in the Beis HaMikdash.
But not as part of mitzvah
Rosh Hashanah,
or because of the
Tzura. It's not so partial. You blow shofar, and if you blow shofar, where it goes from?
You
blow shofar in places where you have Beis and nothing new showing you. Okay, but anyway, yes, it's interesting. What about the Rabbanan? Ha'umi b'leilei b'yom b'lo b'layot. To tell me that the mitzvah tkiyah shofar is in the daytime, not in the nighttime. And how does Rebbe Eliezer know that? B'yom b'lo b'layot minole. Na'afkalein mi b'yom ha'kipurim. Tavir shofar b'chol atzachem. Since yom ha'kipurim is in yom, and all of the tkiyahs in the chedesh ha'shvi'i are learned one from the other, because it stresses this. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that it says Bachodesh Hashvi'i. Why does it have to say Bachodesh Hashvi'i? Well, we don't know when Yom HaKippurim is. It says all over it's Yom Bachodesh Hashvi'i. So since it mentions it's Kiyashefer of Yoyom, Bachodesh Hashvi'i is not referring to Sabba Josh's nighttime blowing. He said the only time he blows at night is in Yom Kippur. Actually, the only time he blows at night is in Mitzrayim Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, he never blew shofar yet. But in Yitzhah Hashem, it might take an additional few years, but after 50 years, from the time we begin counting, you can look forward to blowing in the day on Yom Kippur. So, Tavir Shofar B'chol Arzecher, V'gamrei Me'adari. We learn out Rosh Hashanah from Yom HaKippurim because of the extra B'chodesh Hashvi, which tells me a hekesh of all of the Tkiyas B'chodesh Hashvi Me'adari. Which tells me that Tkiyas Shofar is after B'yom.
Don't we have a bunch of other B'yoms for Rosh Hashanah, like Yom Shura Mikre Kodesh?
They tell me what?
It's daytime.
Apparently, each one of them is defining a day. And then it has to go through them.
Do you remember we have a special tkiah? A special
tkiah?
Special,
sure, to be made. That's the karatim drawer, the kriyas drawer, the shofar.
On
Yom Kippur. So v'lichta rachmana b'shofar v'lichta anaf v'ligmur minei. So why doesn't the Torah just tell me that tkiyah shofar is makshir nizdeich and that's enough? It's not enough. I'll tell you why. Tkiyah shofar v'rosh Hashanah lekar l'mikmar. I mean, now according to Rabbi Eliezer, we have two shofars that are makshir nizdeich shofar, both Yom Kippur v'yayel and Rosh Hashanah. So tkiyah shofar v'rosh Hashanah is definitely unique in terms of the chashivas in the mitzvah. Shkir mach neset zichrona shal yisrael avim shvashamayim. The fact that the Torah gives you a special dinim of makshirim, that's understandable. Where do we have such a kosher on mitzvah? But it's the mitzvah that is machnis ichreinis. We learn it out from the pasuk bamech b'shofar. That's chashivas, yeah. Something that is very natural. Same thing with the say the same thing as yud gimel b'risais. I use it as a dihui. It's a particular chashivas. A thing like that, because that's all we're looking for here. We're not looking for chumrah. We're looking for chashivas. So it's an exception to your chumrah. It isn't really chumrah. B'tkiyah shofar yom ha'kippurim, it's also very very unique mitzvah. The Yomar Toku Beit Din Shofar, Yivdurav Adim Levateihem, Sadot Chazot Valeihem, has a tremendous chashivas. The whole drawer is dependent on the key of the shofar. I understand it. That's the whole. We waited 50 years for this. I told me you're not going to be mad to me to make my shofar if something happens to it. We're going to wait another 50 years. Come on, man. So I can understand that's a very chashiva kind of event. No. This is Besdin.
Yovel.
Yeah, in Besdin. Besdin Hagon.
So it's like one for everybody. It didn't, like, outside the Yishuayim, they heard it?
That's where the chalois is of Yovel.
That's it.
We're having other person had it.
Sheshofar.
Seems to me like that Sheshofar and Roshoshana come out to
wherever.
Sheshofar
or Yovel
is a Gavoa. Why Gavoa? Hashiva, it's not Gavoa. No, it's the din in Sanhedrin. It's not a din in Beit HaMikdash. The dinim of the Omer and Shtei Alefim is a din in the Tzer of Gavoya. If it happens to be that the base of, that the Sanhedrin is Yoshev in the Beit HaMikdash, doesn't make it a Tzer of Gavoa.
There's no Beit HaMikdash.
Why not? Yavna also? I'm saying it happens to be they weren't safe for Yovelis then, but the point
it's
is
because
of another issue.
Like,
yeah. What? No, because we're looking for a chashivas. So the word is a chashivas.
I'm saying that the
word
doesn't mean something that you want.
No, not necessarily. If there would be a tikkia in the base of English, it would also be tzarach
gavaya. If
it's
for a chama.
No.
I'm
saying, let's say, for the tikkia of Zichreinus or whatever. I'm saying it's something, yeah, but something like that would also be called tonight. So, that's a mark of the carbon. Well, here it's mark of the carbon, but something that's a mark of the carbon would also be considered to be called the world. I can imagine. Okay. Now, you said, Mila b'chomachia dechim the Shabbos, it's the one thing we haven't explained, that was our Mishnah. How do you know that? You know it. How do you know that go back, try to learn it out of all the others. We know already the answer. You can't learn it out of the Yom Rishtalach Mitzvah of the Law. You can't learn it out of the Lulav because it's Armin. You can't learn it out of the Sukkot because of Yom Kippur. You can't learn it out of Matzah because it's Nashim Rechayavit. You can't learn it out of Kir Shofar on Rosh Hashanah because it's Machmir Sikhrein. You can't learn it out of the Kir Shofar on Yom Kippurim because it's Choshev, because it's the drawer and the Chazor of the land. How does he know it? The oath? Besides, there's one very important thing. If you make the biggest matzah in the world, put them all together and say, okay, put them all together, let's love you. They all have a very common denominator. The common denominator is Shekini Mavaz Manah Batla. Each one of these things, if I don't do it now, I'm not the kind of mitzvah. If I bring, I take my lulav tomorrow, that's a different mitzvah of lulav. It's not the mitzvah of lulav I have today. But Mila, there's only one mitzvah of Mila. So if now, I'm going to not do Mila today on Shabbos. I can do it on Sunday. It's the same Mila. It's not Mila Bismana, but it's the same Mila that I'm going to be Mekayim. So therefore, I certainly can't learn it out even from a matzah out of all of them put together. Ela hayna the time of the Eliezer. I'll tell you. Rabbi Eliezer's drasha is the Yom HaKra Ubayom HaShmini Imo B'sar Lato. Bayom means Bayom HaFilo B'Shabbat. Now, how do we know that's Makshirin? How do we know it's not Mila itself? It's not about Makshirin. That the Gemara is going to discuss later, that Mila itself is Derech HaShabbos from another Mokar. Which means that this way, Yom HaShmini HaFilu B'Shabbos must be referring to Makshirin. V'lichtov Rachona B'Mila V'Leito Hanecha B'Mine. So then that would be the best. Let's say it by Mila. And then I have a great Kal V'Chaim to all of the others. Mila is not knowing Belayla to be Yomim. Certainly Sukkah should be Derech. Mila doesn't require Harba Minim. Oh, certainly Lulav should be Derech. Mila is not there, men and not women. Certainly Matzah. So on and so forth. So why don't we just use Mila as the model? Since we find 13 times the Lashon Brit with Avram and the Greece's Brit of Mila, that gives it a tremendous chashivas. It means the Torah is stressing it in a very unusual fashion. And I, therefore, if I only knew Mila, I would say Mila must be unique. So now I need my limudim for all of these things that Rabbi Eliezer said was tocheh, the Omer, the Shtei Alechem, the Lulav, the Sukkah, the Matzah, the Shofar, the Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar, the Yom HaKippurim, and the Mila. Echad mi yeteya. Sure. The mezuzah and the tzitzit.
Anything else?
That's the one the Torah identified.
The mitzvah
that Gemara identified.
The mitzvah of Mila learned from the